So this is Terence Crichton. I'm here with Joe Vitale at the Miracles Weekend in San Diego. And Joe, I'd like to say thank you so much for agreeing to talk to us for a few minutes.
Oh, you're very, welcome.
Very thank busy
you.
Man.
Oh, thank you.
And you've put on a really great event for us all here. And really, I'd just like our members to get a flavour of this Miracles Weekend and how good it's been. And so could you just say why you put this weekend on?
It was an inspired idea. It's something that came to me that people needed to know that if they stretch their mind, that they can actually have, do, or be more than they ever thought possible. But they needed to be able to elevate their consciousness. All of this was inspired by Einstein's quote, where he said that you cannot solve the problems that you have with the same level of consciousness that created them. But how do you change your consciousness? How do you change your thinking? If your thinking is getting you into trouble, how do you transcend it? So I put together the Miracles Weekend to help people transcend their own limitations. Since all the limitations that I know of are in the person's own mind, I got people here like Wendy Friesen, who did some hypnosis work, and Mark Ryan, who does some trance work, and Mandy Evans, who's a longtime belief counselor who helps people deal with their beliefs so they can have more, and Susan Sumpsky, who talked about prayer and connecting to the divine, and of course I spoke about the awakening. And I gave a very open-hearted, maybe daring and challenging talk, because I talked about the four stages of awakening and telling people that most people are born into and stay as a victim, but they have to transcend that. So the whole Miracles Weekend, which has been a high-energy thing, I'm still getting a buzz from it, and these people are bouncing off the walls in there because of the energy in the room is so off the charts. They are in awe. They have tears in their eyes. They've been moved. They are inspired. They are probably considering that they can do things they never thought possible before, which was the whole reason to do this in the first place, is to remove those limitations, which are all in the mind, so that they can go out there and have the kind of life that they've only maybe even just dreamed about. But let's make it come true. Let's make it be a miracle. That's what this has all been.
That's fantastic, Joe. I think you summed it up really, really well. And that's one of your skills. So perhaps you could just finish by giving us an example of a miracle that's happened in your life as well as this weekend.
Yeah. Well, the whole weekend itself is a miracle, because I will confess something to you. When I first started promoting the Miracles Weekend, I didn't get a lot of sign-ups for it. And I thought, why is that? Is it because of the economy? Are people worried about the gas prices and travel prices and the dollar's value, or traveling from overseas? What was going on? And I thought, you know, if this is a Miracles Weekend, I should be practicing my own principles on the seminar itself. And if I can't sell it, I should transform whatever is blocking me from selling it in me so I can sell it. Well, long story short, we had almost 200 people in this room, which was wall-to-wall, almost standing room only. Where did they all come from? Well, to me, this was a miracle, because they weren't coming with my initial offer, and what I had to do was look at my own beliefs, look at my own level of deservingness, do some more promotions, and then just in the last few days, 40 or 50 people signed up, and we ended up getting a full house when it didn't look like we were going to get one. So that's a pretty miraculous thing just in itself. The Miracles Weekend is a miracle weekend. And then in my own life, I've had numerous miracles. I write about some in the new edition of The Attractor Factor, my book that's out. I have a new audio program called The Awakening Course, where I talk about that. But some people know, some don't. I was homeless at one point. I was in poverty for the longest time, well over a decade, when I lived in Houston, Texas. And you would think, how does a guy who is homeless and in poverty transcend that, escape that, and get to a point where he's a, you know, multimillionaire with best-selling books and a car collection, a guitar collection, a cigar collection, who travels, who does what he wants, who I'm creating a movement to end homelessness in the U.S. I'm doing all of these wonderful things. To me, that's a miracle in itself. Well, homeless to hero, one person put it one time. And I thought, well, I guess that sums it up. When I look at it, it's almost impossible for that to happen, yet I'm not that unique. There are people who go through tremendous struggles, but yet pull themselves up by the bootstraps, and before you know it, they're successful, they're being interviewed, you know, people are considering their words to be of value of some sort. Well, to me, that's a miracle. I sit at some points on my country estate, and I think back to when I was homeless, and I go, wow, how did I get here? How did I get here? Well, that was a miracle.
Well, that was a miracle, and that's a huge inspiration for all our members. So, Joe Vitale, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.